بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah forgive all our sins. And may Allah grant us all goodness and grant us hidayah and guidance. May Allah save us from any evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all evil. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously shower His blessings upon us, our families, our children, and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move on to the 24 juz of the Holy Quran. And one surah that we're going to come across is Surah Al-Mu'min, which is also known as Surah Al-Ghafir. It is the first of the series of surahs that begin with the letters Ha-Mim. Now, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, and he said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that everything has an essence. Everything has an essence. And the essence of the Quran are those surahs that start off with Ha-Mim. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, and he says, the person who in the morning, together with Ayatul Kursi, or in the evening, together with Ayatul Kursi, reads the first three verses of this surah, Surah Ha-Mim, Surah Al-Mu'min, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all calamities. And if he reads it in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him the entire evening till the morning. The three verses are where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamim tanzilu al-kitabi min Allahil azizil alim, ghafiri al-dhambi wa qabili al-tawbi shadidi al-iqabi dhittawl, la ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. So till this verse of Masir, these are the first three verses. So keep this in mind, inshallah. These are hidden gems from the Quran. Today you and I are looking for protection in everything. We want protection from this, we get that. We want protection in that, we get this. Whatever it may be. But here's a beautiful treasure from the Quran. So the first three verses of Surah Al-Ghafir or Surah Al-Mu'min, the first three verses together with Ayatul Kursi, in the morning you read it, Allah will protect a person, inshallah, with the permission of Allah, from calamities during the day. If you read it at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and implement this, inshallah. Thereafter, another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the angels, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ. Those angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are magnificent angels. You must remember, they are absolutely huge. Ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions, and he says, the distance just between the shoulder and the earlobe of one of these angels is the distance between all the heavens and the earth put together. And above that, these angels now are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these angels are massive and huge. And you can imagine how close they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took these angels. And what does Allah say? Allah says, these are the angels that are continuously praising Allah, and not only praising Allah. Look at the honor Allah has given you and I. They not only praise Allah, but together with that, they make dua of maghfirah for the believers. Subhanallah. يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They continuously make istighfar for the believers. And together with that, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire of hell. So they're making dua that Allah forgive us. They make dua that Allah save us from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these duas in our favor, inshallah. They even ask Allah to admit us into Jannah. So mercy, maghfirah, saving oneself from the fire of Jahannam, asking Allah to put us into Jannah. Not only that, not only for you and I, but they even make dua for our parents, they make dua for our spouses, they make dua for our children, and the entire Muslim ummah. You and I, unfortunately, we walk on this earth full of sin. We commit sin, right? We understand we commit a sin, whatever it may be, and we are told, hasten towards tawbah. We come on the musalla, we make tawbah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. But these angels that are carrying the arsh of Allah are continuously making dua of mercy for you and I. Look at the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. By no means does it mean a person can just carry on with sin, everything will be sorted out. No, it doesn't work like that. But Allah's love for us is that, look at the slave of mine. No matter what, the fact that he believes in me, I will create angels that will make dua for him. Entry into Jannah. We all know, I mentioned and I said the other night that we must read, Allahumma ajidni minan nar, O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. These angels are continuously mentioning this for us. In another hadith, it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells these angels that together with all these du'as, they must also make ameen to the du'as of those who are fasting. Subhanallah. What a beautiful, merciful Allah we have. There can be no other deity. This can take away any shak, any doubt if a person had to question and say, is Allah the Almighty and the Most Loving? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such thoughts. But this verse alone shows us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah continuously bless us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to love Him back as we ought to, inshallah. Ameen. So, my respected brothers, this is the month of Ramadan, the few days that we have. Let's go full steam ahead and get to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Just a few announcements very quickly. Firstly, my brothers, please keep in your du'as the people of Palestine. The death toll has reached now over 50,000. You and I talk about, you know, what a beautiful iftar they have, or we have. They are not having anything. If you go to a doctor, you need anesthetic before they do a procedure on you. For them, they are blocking the anesthetic. Children are losing limbs. They are cutting off limbs without anesthetic. What a ni'mat we have. So look at what they are going through. So please keep them in your du'as. Shed a tear for them. We cannot go there and fight. We cannot take up arms and make jihad. But we can definitely sit on the musalla and make du'a for them. Tonight is the odd night, inshallah. After the Taraweeh Salah, we'll have 40 durood and du'a. Even then too, those that are making ibadat at night, wake up in the early parts of the morning and keep them in your du'as. Inshallah, also tomorrow at Fajr Salah, Qunut Nazila will take place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the ummah at large, inshallah. Jazakallah.